would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband, and I know you're going to celebrate the joy with me. I got a postcard! This went to Charlotte, and it's covered over. But anyway, went to... but wait a minute. Another postcard! This went to James also. What a joy. You know, my two grandkids that I've never met. And yet a third. This one to my wife. Grace is being offered. Reconciliation can be done. Grace is being offered. Please take my hand. I love you, I love you, I love you, your man. And of course, return to sender, refused. But allow me to point out that I took a hike today. I know you're shocked. I know you're just kind of, wow. But what did I do? The first place I went was to Kingsway Press. What does Kingsway Press do? They print postcards. And I went there, talked with another John, who doesn't spell his name right. Doesn't have an H in it anyway. But anyway. Also someone apparently who does hiking. But went there for the fourth printing. So hopefully by next week, because, you know, there's... only a few cards left. And there will be a, the plan, you know, because what I left him is an image with yet a, you know, I added two links here. There'll be a third link here to indicate the fourth printing. And that one would be to koslowski.org/endure, which currently does exist. I put it in there this morning and it just goes to promise, but I intend to do that because, again, the word where we see like endure to the end is the idea of abide under, and I was going to go into that a little bit more. But I know you're anxiously anticipating this, because why would I, I talk about hypersonic missiles in the in my title here. Why would that be? Well, because I saw an article, it was a video today, and it was from Al Jazeera. Ukraine says it shot down six hypersonic missiles. I saw that, and I said, nah! I said, that's stupid. That's just utterly stupid. So I downloaded the video and watched the video, and that's the title. Not a word said about it. Gee, what is the term for that? When you put that in the title and then you don't have that in the text, that sounds like, I don't know, propaganda. it is accurate in the sense that Ukraine said that, because I did go to the Al Jazeera website and I found an article that basically had alluded to that. And what they did is they showed a reference to a tweet, you remember, by Oleksiy Reznikov. Oh, him, yes. Who is he? The Minister of Defense in Ukraine. So someone highly placed, and he delivers this tweet. Another unbelievable success for the Ukrainian Air Forces. Last night, our Sky Defender shot down six, all capital letters, Russian, all lowercase. That's basically an insult. Hypersonic Kinzhal missiles and 12 other missiles. And 80 minus 1 minus 6 equals X. I don't know what that means. But anyway, then Russian terrorists, again, all lowercase, have no chance of prevailing over Ukraine, appropriately capitalized. Their weapons can and should be countered by Western ones. Thank you to our Air Force service members and our partner states who invested in securing the skies over Ukraine and all of Europe. Let's win together. Sounds wonderful. Problem is, it's bogus. It's just irrational, because first thing, hypersonic missile. What is a hypersonic missile? You know, I went over this. I think it's February 8th is when came out with his article about the Nord Stream bombing, how it was done. That gentleman, famous reporter. Oh, great. Anyway, came out report, and then, of course, the following day in my voicemail, I explained, he didn't say why, but the following day I explained the technical reasons why what he claimed made sense. Well, allow me to do the same again. Why, technically, this whole story is bogus. A hypersonic missile. What is a hypersonic missile? A missile that travels several times faster than the speed of sound. All right? So it's the kind of thing, if it's far away and it blasts off and starts to come towards you, by the time the sound gets to you, it would have been there, you know, it would have been physically there long before the sound gets to you. So in other words, when it's coming towards you, it's coming towards you at a rate faster than the sound is, meaning it's going to be there before you hear it. And then, of course, you're going to hear it. Well, no, you won't hear it because you're probably toast. What happened is hypersonic technology has been in development for decades. The U.S. has done some experiments. They have, you know, some fairly small vehicles that they have experiment. And it's kind of fascinating because what I've seen is years ago, the U.S. had, it's kind of like a pizza piece, like a slice of pizza. But it has this, you know, big, it's like a tube. Square tube, but that flies through the air. And apparently what happens is what they did is they put it on an aircraft, on, you know, wing of an aircraft, and then fired it off, because apparently some form of the technique where they simply stick fuel in through that hole that's in there. And as it you know, expands, and because it's going, it turns into propulsion. So effectively no moving parts, which is, I thought, kind of an interesting design. We've made with this fairly experimental thing, a hypersonic device. However, the issue is, that's great in the sense it's a flying engine, but now you have to make a design where you can carry a payload. And apparently, U.S. continues to do research on that, but I don't think we have anything deployed. And I think China has experimented. I don't know if they have anything deployed. Russia does. They've had it deployed now for actually years. A hypersonic missile that carries a payload. Sometime early in the war, just maybe even only one, but at least one was fired into Ukraine at a particular target. I will contend probably the reason that was done was a demonstration. Look, we have this and we can use it because there's no defense for this. Reason being, besides the fact that it's going to arrive before you hear it, there's the other aspect. You may recall many years ago when the stealth aircraft were first made public. People saw this and have this is kind of the zigzag design on the wings, and people said, you know, why on earth? Well, you know, because the radar would, you know, if it gets to it, it bounces off at an angle so it doesn't come back. Things of that nature are some of the various aspects, and of course there's other aspects to the materials used and things of that nature. But so you have something where it does not reflect radar, because, you know, again, what radar does, it sends a high frequency out and bounces off of something and gets it back. And so you can say, all right, I sent a signal there and it comes back in a certain amount of time. That's why, you know, especially the old radars, they would you know, rotate around, because they would send it, get it back, send it back, send it, get it back, send it back. And this is how that you would map the skies. There's now what they call the phased array radar, where you have basically a whole bunch of massive little transmitters, and you basically slightly change the phase. So in essence, you're electronically pointing it, And it's, you know, interesting technology. But so, but the whole point is you have to send a signal out and get it back in order to say, oh, there's something there because it reflected off. Various techniques like this have been doing with low frequency. This is, you know, like the ground penetrating radar and things of that nature, because obviously high frequency doesn't go through the ground. Same thing I described with the issues with water in the case of the Nord Stream pipeline destruction. So but there's another factor. You have this, you know, like again the materials and the shape of the wings and so forth for stealth aircraft. But how does this hypersonic missile work? Well, it's going extremely fast. And what it does in that process, it kind of develops a, you might say, kind of a shield around it because of the way the effects of the air and so forth. And that also has the same kind of effect on radio waves. In other words, as what happens is with a hypersonic missile, to radar, it suddenly becomes invisible. So the reason a hypersonic missile is so threatening, one, again, it gets there before you hear it. So, you know, it's kind of like, oh, they shot it off, and do I have some time to think about it? Not really. You know, so you have the time issue. But the other thing is, if you are looking for it, in the sense of using radar to track it, it's not there. They fire it off. And, you know, as soon as it's up to speed, which is rather rapidly, it disappears. And especially if it can be guided, which I believe they have reasonable, you know, ability to guide this thing, they can fire it off, make a slight adjustment in course, and it disappears. You have no idea that it's coming until it's hit. So the idea that six were shot out of the air is simply stupid. It's basically stupid. So, you know, the claim by itself is just ludicrous. You know, so, but what I did, you know, so I'll give you the, you know, I gave you the reason, the claim that they shot six, apparently six out of six, out of the air is simply stupid. It, you know, it's just stupid. However, what I did is, you know, like I say, when I found this, it was a tweet by their minister, the Minister of Defense of Ukraine. And I went and I looked at that tweet. Got the tweet and I looked at it and then I looked at the responses. There's a whole bunch of people saying, liar. I mean, several people said liar. And then a whole bunch of people saying, glory to Ukraine, kind of things of that nature. And Ukraine's going to win and all those kind of things. And, you know, what I saw in that is there's the mindless, it's my team. Whenever my team says something, including something completely bogus, oh, my team is doing wonderful. There's no evidence for it, but go team. You know, and it, when you have, you know, it's one thing to be the person who is uttering the lies, but what about the people who follow the lies and celebrate the lies? These are lies. These are blatant, blatant lies. What is it to celebrate that? You know, And I would suggest the reason they've done this and so forth is because they have a good model of somebody else who does this. That'd be the United States. We're far worse than they are in doing those kind of things. You know, There was one response, and what they wrote, no one knows how many they shot down. No one knows if they shot something down, because there's no evidence for any of this. They just simply said it, but they're showing no evidence. It's trust us. We never lie to you. And if you say we do, we're going to kill you. We do have the Ukrainian government kill list. Again, it's a very large list now. Hundreds and hundreds or thousands of people in that list. You know, official state government list hosted by somebody in Langley, Virginia. I forget who that is. Anyway, but everyone knows how much it costs 30 Patriot PAC-3 MSE launches. The cost of each rocket in fiscal 2024 is about $5,275,000. That was $158,250,000 in about 2 minutes. I did a quick check, and I've seen numbers around like $4 million. So he's talking, you know, whether or not the new figures is $5 million. I don't know if that's true. But it is, you know, each Patriot missile costs several million dollars. So who's celebrating that a Patriot missile gets shot off? You know, is it Raytheon? I think Raytheon is the one who makes it. Because the profit margin is rather high. And they're used once and they don't use it again, so get more! And, you know, it's the price of the drone that Iran has made is something like $30,000 to $50,000, whatever it is. So they can fly these things, and you take a Patriot missile, you know, $50,000 to $3 to $5 million. Somebody's making a lot of money on this, or somebody's losing a lot of money. Well, that'd be the U.S. taxpayer. But anyway, so it's a financial boondoggle. But there's more. And apparently, because from the little checking I did, you won't find anything about this. You may or may not recall, where Ukraine, you know, because Zelensky, oh, and by the way, I may put that on Kozlowska.org too, because somebody had the link, because I've seen this before and now I have it. I've seen different versions of this. Because again, remember, President Zelensky formerly was Comedian Zelensky. And when I say comedian, it's not just simply stand-up comic. It was rather profane comic. So there's a number of videos. Again, I've seen some of these before, and this is some compilation of him doing things, because a lot of them I've seen him with limited clothing, and some of these with none. And fortunately, the person who did this covered pertinent areas. So this comedian, this obscene comedian who is now the president, who is, I think I'll put that on Kozlowski.org, because it's important to know the character of the person that people are saying, oh, such a wonderful fellow. Again, he's an actor. He's a comedian. But unfortunately, this is not funny, is it? He delivers a line. So Raytheon can make money. Fundamentally, for Raytheon to make money, and people like that, you know, not only because that's long been clear about Hunter Biden making $50,000 a month for a no-show job for Burisma Oil out of Ukraine years ago, and apparently more has come out where a whole bunch of money has come from Ukraine and other places into the Biden family treasuries. So it's all about the money, isn't it? Money and power. Truth, love, no. But UK said, okay, we have a lot of You want some armaments or some ammunition and so forth? We got a bunch and we'll send it to you. And apparently they did. There was some controversy about this, including some protests. I think some protests in England. I think there was actually some in Germany or some places, and even protests about it in Ukraine, saying by the population, we don't want this stuff. We don't want this stuff. Why? Because it's depleted uranium munitions. What is that? I've described it, I think, once before. You know, yes, I have described it, because it has two characteristics. One, uranium, it's heavy. You know, it's, you know, on the periodic table of elements. It's not here at the beginning. It's way down the chart because it's heavy. And so if you put that at the tip of, you know, a shell, the weight of it is going to say, oh, steel, whatnot, not a problem, right through. But apparently there's the other aspect, is that when it does that, it fragments and explodes kind of things. And so when you go through like a tank, goes through the wall and fragments and bounces around and explodes, kind of, you know, secondary explosions kind of thing in the tank. So, you know, you one hole and then fragments inside and kills everybody inside. So that's why they're used. It has that penetrating ability, and then what it does after it penetrates is very unkind. So a whole bunch of this apparently was indeed sent. You know, it was offered. Apparently Russia said, don't do this. And apparently it was sent. And Russia knows, obviously, they keep her. They're kind of paying attention. So apparently it arrived, and it arrived at a munitions storage place. And I don't know how long after it took. There was a missile strike on that munitions storage place, and a very large fireball, as in today or yesterday, whatever. There's panic. And one of the ways to panic is apparently the Western news media is dead silence on this. I have a report, the Durant, I'll put the link in it, where they discuss this. Because this is horrendous. Why is it horrendous? You may recall somewhere in the 1940s, around 1945, an airplane, specifically with the name Noah Gay, took off. I believe it was from an aircraft carrier, if I recall correctly. I don't think it was from the ground. And as a matter of fact, the navigator on the Enola Gay or the second plane, I forget which one it was, had a son. It was a friend of mine in junior high. His dad was the navigator in one of those two planes. They dropped two large packages on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And before they hit the ground, they exploded. And it was a rather large bang. Thus far, it is the only two cases, well, at least two admitted cases, of where a nuclear bomb was used in war by the good old USA. And obviously, the explosion, the impact of it, caused a good bit of damage and a large number of deaths. However, the radiation afterwards caused a whole bunch more injuries and deaths, not only then, but for years to come. However, that is not the only case of radioactive material being used in war. And what was the other country that used it? Oh, yes, the United States. Consistent. The most noted case is a place called Fallujah in Iraq, where we used a whole bunch of depleted uranium munitions. And what's happened? Apparently, more people have died from radiation poisoning and things of that nature and related effects than Hiroshima and Nagasaki. in Fallujah. But shh, because we don't want to talk about that because it makes the people who did that look bad. Oh, that would be the United States. Ooh, can't talk about that, especially if you're an American. But, you know, the British saying, oh, we don't want the Americans to get all the glory. So they sent, and I don't know if they manufactured or if it was manufactured in the U.S., they sent depleted uranium munitions to Ukraine. And instead of waiting it, again, a whole bunch of Ukrainian people said, we don't want this because it's not going to destroy Russians. It's going to destroy us. And apparently, that's exactly what's going to happen. Because it arrived, apparently, and the munitions place where it arrived was destroyed, a rational thing for the Russians to do, because they say, okay, you have a whole bunch of really dangerous material. We're going to destroy it where it is rather than you use it against us. Makes perfect sense. You know, this is an act of war, you know, both ways. But we can't say anything about it now. And what's going to happen? It's going to happen. How many people talk about Fallujah today? The deaths are continuing day after day after day, but don't talk about it. The devastation we caused in Iraq is continuing today, specifically in Fallujah. It's not that hard to find evidence of this. But no, we can't talk about that. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you'll probably find some news reporters or whatnot, maybe RT. I don't think it'll be, you know, Reuters or, you know, AP or anything. It'll probably be, you know, foreign or an independent journalist will go and say, look, it's been 5 years, it's been 10 years near wherever this place is, where this munitions, and look at all the people around. And all the deaths that continue to occur. It'll happen again, probably. But you won't hear about it. Why do I bring both those things up? You have this tremendous lie about, oh, we shot down 6 hypersonic missiles. It's so stupid, it's ridiculous. The utter lie, irrational stuff, easy to disprove. And then the utter devastation, self-inflicted by bringing in depleted uranium munitions. You can't blame the Russians for blowing it up. That's smart. That's a smart thing to do. When you see your enemy, it doesn't matter if it was the Chinese or the, you know, the Yemenis or whatnot, whoever. If your enemy is doing something like that and saying, look, they have depleted uranium, they're going to fire it into our country. No, we're going to stop it there. That makes perfect sense. If it was somebody doing it against us, we would do the exact same thing. It makes perfect sense. And apparently it was done. But because now it'll make the UK look bad. Look really bad. And look really bad for decades. So don't talk about Fallujah. Don't talk about the firebombing of Tokyo. Don't talk about the firebombing of Dresden because it makes the US look bad. It will probably be one of those kind of things. But what about the people involved? The people impacted? The damaged kids that may come from this, that have come from Fallujah, from Hiroshima, from Nagasaki. What about them? Do they know about this? Why, yes, indeed. So you have this cover-up, but there are some people who are extremely impacted. Maybe that's done in other ways, like the institutional church covering up the tremendous destruction they do to families. But because there was so much to be made. Don't question us, because we don't want to look bad. The same mindset that destroyed multiple generations of people in Japan, that are doing the same thing in Iraq, that have just done it to Ukraine. That mindset is the mindset of the institutional church. There is no difference, just a different set of tools. A different set of tools, the same destruction. And just like the hypersonic missile thing, the rah-rah will say wonderful stuff. We did great things. Don't look at the evidence. Don't try to reason this through. Oh, we shot down 6 hypersonic missiles. Oh, we stood with somebody to abandon the family, to abandon their husband, to abandon the commitment they made. We stand with them because we don't want to look at what that guy says, because he's going to point out the fallacy of our arguments. Shut him up. Ignore him. Hide from him. Because if he ever exposes us, we're in trouble. Remember yesterday, I showed you the image of Julian Assange holding up that sheet of paper, said, "Keep fighting." Keep that in mind. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.